All right, good evening, everyone. Just to continue a little bit in the Kitzur, I skipped the Sif yesterday. Last night we did Sif Bechas, but I skipped Sif Zayin. So we're in Simon Bey, Sif Zayin. The Kitzur writes the following. Siv, Barchi Nafshi As Hashem, V'chol Kravai Shem Kodsho. So literally the Pasuk says, my soul bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chol Kravai, and all of my insides should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His holy name. So the Kitzur writes, what does this mean? Meaning what the Kitzur is intrigued by is the reference to the fact that my insides also praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? He says, V'chivan Shetzarach HaAdam Levarech Has Hashem B'chol Kravav, because a person has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just externally, but with his internal parts as well, a person should not go ahead and make a bracha until after a person cleans out the inside of their body, by either defecating or urinating. The idea is that the inside of the body must be in a state of cleanliness in order to be able to go ahead and recite the bracha. Therefore, now this is true throughout the day, that the halacha is if a person has an intense need to relieve themselves. We actually spoke about this in a different context. Intense need, the halacha usually defines by an inability to hold oneself back for at least 18 minutes. The amount of time it takes to walk a mil. A mil is a distance. So if a person would not be able to wait 18 minutes before relieving themselves, one is not permitted to recite a bracha under those type of circumstances. Now, where does this come up right to the kids, sir? Ubikumo b'boker, when a person gets up in the morning, mistama hutarach laso srachav. So most people, when they wake up in the morning, have to relieve themselves. O l'chala pachos lahashtin, and if not to move one's bowels, at least to urinate. Alkein, lo yivarich berchas al netilas daim b'shas netila. Now, here's what he's referring to. You see, you could have a situation where, let's say, someone's washing negovas, or someone's washing in the morning, not inside of a bathroom. So let's say, again, a person keeps a little cup and a bowl by their bed. So I wake up in the morning, I say Moda'ani, and I wash my hands. So I would be tempted to say the bracha of al netilas yadayim right then and there. The Kitzur says, don't do it. Why? Because presumably a person still needs to relieve themselves. And because a person needs to relieve themselves, one can recite a bracha under those circumstances. Therefore, he says, al kein, lo yivarech birchas al netilas yadayim b'shas netila. Therefore, one should not recite al netilas yadayim, the bracha over hand washing, at the time that he washes. Rather, one first should go to the bathroom. So the order would be, I wake up in the morning, I say Moda'ani, I wash my hands, I take care of my bodily needs, and after that, the yirchatz od pamachos. Now again, remember, after I take care of my bodily needs, I have to wash again. We'll talk about that more in Mirat Hashem on Sunday night, but I have to wash now a second time. V'az yivarech al netilas yadayim, v'asher yatzar, u'birkas al kain neshama. And then ultimately, after I leave the restroom, after having taken care of my bodily needs, so I wash again, in the bathroom, outside the bathroom, and at that point in time, I could recite al netilas yadayim, because at this point in time, my body is in a state in which it is appropriate to go to make a bracha, and that bracha of al netilas yadayim opens the way, ultimately, for asher yatzar, and then again, after that, al kain neshama. Rabbi Chanan Yevan HaKash, Omer Shpach Luzakos, says Yisrael Fichach, Her Balohem Torah Umitzo Shneemar, Adonai Chafetz Man Tzidko, Yagdo Torah V'Yadir.